2 million. That's the number of solar panel installations the U.S. is set to reach by the end of this year. It took 30 years to reach the first million and just 2 years to add a million more. That's partly because solar panels have gotten a lot cheaper and more efficient in the last few years. As Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, one Anchorage-based program is working to bring that trend to Alaska and to build community along the way.
In late 2017, Airport Heights resident Isaac Vanderberg realized he was having the same conversation with a lot of his neighbors.
Several people had asked about, could we turn Airport Heights into its own microgrid, or could we put solar panels up, or what about electric vehicles in the neighborhood?
So Vanderberg reached out to organizations that work with renewables, like the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, or ACEP.
The folks over at ACEP had wanted to do a solarized campaign for a long time and were just looking for a neighborhood that had the right dynamics and a little bit of local leadership to actually make it a reality.
The first phase of the Solarize Anchorage campaign was born. The program brings together community members to purchase solar panels in bulk. And that saves the company that installs the panels money and results in a discount for residents. The campaign hosted community events and did door-to-door outreach in Airport Heights. 32 residents signed on, three times more than organizers expected. Less than a year after Vanderberg had the idea, it's becoming a reality.
What do we have for clamps and stuff up there?
It's starting to rain as Anchorage Solar employee Tim Remick hoists a solar panel over his head and slides it toward the pitch of a garage roof. Another member of the team sets it atop two metal bars at the roof's edge and clamps it into place. They're about halfway done with all their Solarize Anchorage installs, and Remick says people are starting to take notice.
We've had kids feel like we're the ice cream truck. Because we drive by and the kids are like, solar, so cool, dad, can we have some?
They're installing for homeowner Lisa Picar, who says part of why she wanted to participate in the project was to teach her son about renewable energy. When the team's finished, the south-facing half of the roof is covered in panels, enough that Picar hopes to sell some of the power back to the grid in the summer months. She says she'd never considered solar before signing on to the project.
What really drew us to it was that we could kind of join together with a bunch of people and, you know, have some momentum.
Anchorage Solar owner Ben May, who won the contract for the project, says solar's increasing affordability boils down to policy. Germany started a feed-in tariff program, which is an incentive that pays people for producing clean energy.
As a result, China built factories to fill that demand, and as a result of that, we all have cheap solar panels now.
He says Alaska is playing catch-up to the national solar trend. His business has boomed, increasing almost eightfold since they opened in 2016. One hurdle is reaching people who've thought about solar in the past but found it too expensive. Panel cost has dropped to about a tenth of what it was 10 years ago. And then there's Alaska's dark winters.
We make our power in the summer, and we make the difference in the summer and the spring and the fall.
Depending on the number of panels and their energy usage, homeowners can produce enough in the summer to cover their winter power costs and then some. Still, the price tag isn't small. An average install costs $10,000. Solarize Anchorage saved participants about 10%. There's also federal tax credits and state and local incentives to help bring down the expense. It takes around 10 years to pay back the upfront costs.
We're seeing rate of returns about the same as the stock market, about 8, 9, sometimes even 10% for a good roof that's facing south.
The most rewarding part, he says, is watching homeowners' reactions when they hear this sound for the first time.
That's the sound of the solar turning on.
Kristen Collins works for the Alaska Center, which is in charge of education and outreach for the project. She says the program was modeled after similar ones across the country, but is the first of its kind in Alaska.
Anywhere from Fairbanks down to the Kenai Peninsula, people want to know how to bring this program to their own neighborhood.
They're not sure yet what the next phase of the project will hold, but they've already started brainstorming. Ideas include adding commercial buildings and expanding the program to other forms of energy. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.